WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pere Ubu formed in Cleveland in 1975 and anticipated much of the far more publicized British and New York punk rock, with its fractured melodies and vocals sung or spoken in ordinary voices. In the case of Pere Ubu, the voices were those of Peter Lofner, who died in 1977, and David Thomas, who has remained the most recognizable sound of Pere Ubu through numerous personnel changes. Pere Ubu's latest, its 11th studio recording, is called Pennsylvania. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Between Vegas and Los Angeles, the world and his brother too, they're down on the news, howling at the moon.
Pere Ubu's Pennsylvania has been out for a couple of months now and has caused nary a ripple in the commercial tide pool of rock and roll. On one level, there's no reason why it should. For much of what comprises the cult of Ubu, the album doesn't break new ground. It's another collection of careful clatter, intentionally monotonous beats and vocals. But on another level, I think Pennsylvania may prove to be the most overlooked album of the year if you hear its restatement of the usual Ubu strategies as being played with fresh intensity and earnestness. Nowhere is this more clear than on the leadoff cut, a song called Woolly Bully that has nothing to do with Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's 1960s hit.
There's a diner out on Route 322 in western Pennsylvania. I spent my life there one afternoon. I can't get that stretch of road out of my head. I hear it when I'm taking a shower, reading the paper. I'd look up and see it across the valley. They tore down the starlight down at the end of the road and built a big daze in the blocks of view. But I know that road's still there. I can feel it wherever I go, whatever I'm doing.
Woolly Bully is, I think, an almost literally stunning song. That is, whenever I listen to it, I'm transfixed by David Thomas's narrative, which is like something out of a David Lynch film like Blue Velvet or Lost Highway. The song is essentially a memory cast as a dream or a nightmare. There's a diner out on Route 322 in western Pennsylvania. I spent my life there one afternoon, he begins. But then the song moves beyond its parameters as an ominous-sounding reverie. In its long second verse, this woolly bully suddenly becomes a diatribe. We are abandoned, Thomas says flatly. He says everything flatly, with remarkable career-long variations on flatness. He begins a low-key rant about how it's not just people who abandon us, but also all of artistic endeavor. When he castigates museums as, quote, a shell and pea game played by the clever people to bilk the rubes. He insists that, quote, culture is a weapon that's used against us.
Reality is defined by the means of media. History is rewritten faster than it can happen. Culture's a weapon that's used against us. Yeah. Culture's a swampland of superstition, ignorance, and abuse. Geography is a language that can't screw up. Land and what we add to it cannot lie. It's also like a mirror, reflected we see ourselves, but we choose to turn away. Watch it now. Watch it. Watch it.
The rest of Pennsylvania proceeds from the argument and mood set up by that song. It's full of hypnotic, narcotic music, music that takes back the culture that Thomas says is being used against us, as he does on this quite pretty song.
One day, I'll be your man. One day, I'll
When Pere Ubu started out 20 years ago, they sounded like an exceptionally well-oiled, well-drilled noise band from the heartland. Guys cut off from the punk rock in New York and L.A., stuck in Cleveland and determined to make the angry best of it. 20 years later, they sound like men in control of their destinies and full of music that punk rock could only begin to suggest.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.